The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in a jingly, jangly, unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my left, from the College for Creative Studies, it's Professor Dave Chow.
Pleasure to be here, jingling and jangling.
Jingling and jangling. It's a time of year where jingling is downright expected.
Yes. Yeah, it is.
I sing Jingle Bells in the car all the way from daycare to home and all the way from home to daycare because my son wants to sing Jingle Bells every day.
There's nothing wrong
every
with
day?
That.
Every
it's
day?
It's a wonderful song.
Wow. It's a I can only imagine song. The residuals.
If it were not in the public domain.
Oh, yeah. Oops.
Right. It is in the public domain, it so okay. It's totally, totally legal. Professor Dan Maggio is also here.
Hey, Matt. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm good, actually.
The curling season rolling right along for you?
Yeah, the curling season is
sliding
starting.
Right along?
My muscles are reminding me that I haven't done this in a while, but it's going well.
Good.
We actually were in Midland for a tournament a couple weeks ago. We made it to the finals, but we lost to a juniors group who were very good.
Very cool.
So it's been a good season so far.
Did you get a trophy?
No, but we got prizes. We got second pick at the prize table, which is actually pretty good.
Okay, you didn't even get a trophy for participation?
No.
Is so whack.
What? This isn't grade school. Not everybody's a winner.
Look, these are the big leagues, folks. The big leagues.
The big leagues.
Across the table from me is Professor Kendra Evans from Chemistry and Biochemistry.
Hello. It's good to be here.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
How are your fine daughters?
They're doing really well, except for Autumn this morning. She actually, either had a real-life stomach ailment or her denim overalls were disturbing her stomach. It was hard to tell. I tried to ask a lot of different ways. Is it the inside? Is it your pants? No. It was not really clear. But I didn't receive any phone calls, so maybe all is well.
Okay, maybe all is well. That's kind of nice. I love those days where you're just kind of rolling the dice and it's like, let's see what happens.
I think all days are those days.
Mm-hmm. My 4-year-old woke up very, very early this morning, Emmett, and he was there to wish me well as I left for work at 5:45. And he says, "Dad, don't forget to listen real good at work today." And I was like, "That is very good advice. I could do better for listening." And I said, "Don't forget to listen at school today," since that's the last note we got from your teacher. Professor Chuck Hokett is here. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
I just got to be honest, man. I can't imagine the Tigers team without
Cabrera.
I can't.
Verlander? He could be going, too, as well. Yes,
the fire sale.
Yeah, fire sale.
Unbelievable.
When did this news come about? Are you guys sure?
It's not news. It's rumors.
It's rumors.
Yes, it's rumors.
Right now,
and right now the Dodgers
so
have rumored for Verlander.
Dodgers for Verlander,
really,
I did hear.
And then Houston supposedly looking at Cabrera. But then,
I'm sure Kate Upton is not upset about possibly moving to L.A.
They have a home there, too. So
yeah, well, they have homes in many places.
And was it the Cabrera to Houston rumors? His buddy Altuve is there, so
yeah,
exactly.
That's best buds.
I guess they're gonna have him talk to Cabrera.
Oh,
gosh!
But they're supposed to get a boatload of players for him.
Could be like a super young team. Yeah, I mean, this is what the Cubs did. Look where they ended up.
Yeah,
so.
Sir.
Porcello.
Yes. Professor Heather Hill Vasquez is here to rub Rick Porcello in all of our faces.
No, I'm not.
You're not.
No.
Well, I'd say the Red Sox had a really good year, though.
Yeah, they had it. Yeah.
I mean, they made the playoffs.
I mean, we had to say goodbye to David Ortiz. But,
that was kind of sad.
Sooner or later.
We'll see.
He's got a shelf life.
My wife says to me after the World Series, like, Alex Rodriguez was not the worst talking head to be at the table. And I'm like, interesting call on that.
So according to your wife, who was?
Well, Pete Rose. I mean, you got to have Pete Rose.
Pete Rose looked like a sort of melting, like... He looked like he was made of silly putty. I don't know.
The melting guy from the Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah, exactly. He had crazy things to say, and he's in general a crazy person, and I don't even know what to say about all that. Enjoy your Rick Porcello. I think the Red Sox are going to be very competitive next year. I just don't know if the Tigers are going
thanks
to be.
Thanks for your blessing.
Professor Jason Roach is here. Who knew what he was thinking about how the Steelers season would go this year?
Oh, I was thinking great things, of course, but now I'm thinking they're going to have a boundless future this year.
Cleverly implemented.
Joke. Yes. And the season's not over. If they get healthy.
You never know.
So there's more healthy. Losses in the future, then?
Oh, no.
More time to lose?
No. More wins.
Huh?
more wins in the future.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. There was something about on the radio the other day, will the Browns win at least like two more games or something? And their last game of the season, I guess, is at Pittsburgh, so it should be interesting when January rolls
around. No, that team is absolutely terrible.
This is a program, folks, where you can send us questions regarding anything. It's been a while since we've had some good sports questions. If you stump the panel, you win one of our prizes. You can send the questions to us in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp or find us on Facebook. When last we left our heroes, we had some questions that were all over the place from Michelle Horner of Viva Las Vegas. We just answered... what was the last U.S. state to allow a right turn on red? And that was Maryland. Who knows what those Marylanders are all about?
Yeah, I'm really
It only
curious.
Takes 30 seconds to drive north-south in that state. It's just weird.
It is really congested, though,
It really does.
In Maryland.
81 south, yeah.
They get roundabouts here, don't they?
Yeah. Let's switch gears. And when I say switch gears, I mean really, really switch gears. What country has the most feral camels?
Feral camels?
Out of all the countries in the world?
Something in northern Africa?
It is not on the continent of Africa.
Asia.
What about Asia?
Yeah. It's not in Asia.
The U.S.?
Yeah. It is not the United States.
There's no such Middle thing
East. As... You hit a couple of the biggest deserts that are on the planet Earth, but you missed one of the other big ones.
Australia,
yeah, has apparently the most feral camels.
I don't even know they had camels.
What, like two?
Hey, mate, I like your camel, mate.
No,
do they hop?
They spit.
I mean, do they like, you know, I'm sorry, the camel's gotten too big, we're just going to release it, and they just let them...
Like feral cats?
Yeah. No,
yeah, exactly. Somebody like cracks open like a little thing of whatever the heck, nine lives, and like the camels just come out of the woodwork. Seriously.
Wow.
Yeah. Fancy Blood feast. Makes up what percentage of your body mass?
70?
No. Of your total mass, blood makes up...
Jason's got heavy blood.
Say 10%?
It's less.
5%?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Oh, it's your turn. Sorry.
Ken,
where were you going with that?
10. Your turn. I said it was a little high.
It's a number thing.
Oh, 7%?
7% of your body.
So where's this... if only I got where's the water when they say we're 70% water?
I believe it's in all of our cells.
Aren't we 92? Uh-huh.
Which not every cell is a blood cell.
Isn't water like 92%?
It's a lot. It's totally a lot.
A lot is not 92%. Mm-hmm. That's what
Heather wants numbers. That's all she likes.
No, that's not me. I prefer beautiful language.
Okay.
Yeah. Purely qualitative research.
Speaking of beautiful language and a beautiful country, what city was the birthplace of Marco Polo?
Hmm. Italy?
It is in Italy.
Venice,
Italy. Ah. Yes.
Oh, Venice.
I will echo my...
Ciao, bella.
My cosplay from Halloween, Professor Henry W. Jones Jr., and say, ah, Venice.
Did we get extra credit points for Professor Roach's pronunciation?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
And the hand gestures.
You can't see the hand
yeah,
gestures.
Yeah, they
on
were
the radio,
real.
But they were real.
Very Italian.
Venezia.
That's all right.
Jeez.
I wonder a little bit about the instruction that my children get in grade school, because every once in a while you have to throw in some math that involves coins. Oh. I just saw the other day they were still learning about this coin. What's the image on the reverse side of the Eisenhower silver dollar? Like my children would ever use a silver dollar.
The Capitol building.
It's an eagle, isn't it?
It's an eagle doing something very important.
Carrying a fish.
Carrying
its talons.
A flag. Scroll.
Mm-mm. No, isn't it Apollo 11? They were commemorating the landing, wasn't it?
So what is the eagle doing?
Landing on the moon?
It is alighting on the moon. Oh, yes, that is exactly what it's doing.
I vaguely remember that because that's when those coins
where
came
all
out.
Eagles go when they die. On
that's
the moon.
So cool.
To the moon.
What yeah, it's kind of surreal if you think about it. It's like that poster that Al-Qaeda had Bert from Sesame Street in the background. It's like, something's wrong here.
Don't make sense.
And there's also a bird on the moon. What was it? Is that no one going to bring it up when I heard that person call into the radio show and said, why doesn't the United States just like... commission, you know, something to be built on the moon. It's like, you know that we don't own the moon, right? Like,
what?
The U.S. does not own the moon.
We just have the moon. We were there first.
We were. That is true.
We put a flag there.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of the record label that was founded by Frank Sinatra?
Ooh.
Reprise Records.
Reprise. Wow.
Wow.
Nice work, Professor of Communication Studies.
Why was the name Reprise?
Because he wanted to do it again.
Oh, then why not call it Do It Again Records? Or
sure,
something?
Sure, it wasn't Reprise?
It could have been Reprise, like creme fraiche or something like that.
Or creme brulee.
Creme brulee.
Oh, that sounds good too.
You guys probably know this one. I just know it from Olympic history. It did happen during my lifetime, but I think
Michael
I was
Phelps.
Really young. Who was the first member of the British royal family who competed for Britain in the Summer Olympic Games?
It was some equestrian event.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Princess Anne was it?
Princess Anne.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Nice.
Very well done. Nice one.
Very well done. Just learned this morning from my definitely royalophile wife that Prince Harry and Prince William are never allowed to travel together, and they never will be for the rest of their lives.
They can't be in the same.
Kind of sad.
Kind of like the president and vice president.
Yeah. Very similar to that.
No, they're allowed.
Air Force One?
I don't know.
Air Force Two?
Yeah, but they show up at the same events.
They do. Yeah. But they leave in separate
vehicles.
Durangos.
Right. Or isn't there also one point when, was it one of the cabinet members like shuffled off into a safe house or something?
The Doomsday
like that?
Person.
Yes.
They had a TV show this fall about it. Yeah. Kiefer Sutherland. Mm-hmm. Apparently he had a really good like pilot episode and then everything kind of went down from there, unfortunately. In what state is the Petrified Forest National Park of the United States?
New Mexico.
California?
Arizona.
South Dakota.
It's Arizona is what it said. If only Diane Manica were here, she would tell us.
She would have told us.
All about Arizona.
And the Gila Monsters.
From what country come Mentos?
Canada.
No.
Canada?
No. We don't.
Yeah,
England. We don't.
Not England.
Mexico.
Not Canada. Not Mexico.
Spanish. US, nope. Spain.
France.
Italy.
What's this Mentos?
Denmark.
It's a mint.
Norway.
Germany.
It's a mint, right?
France.
It's a mint, right?
Germany.
It's in
Italy.
Europe, as I look at the U.S. map.
Didn't I already say all of the European countries just now?
All the good ones.
All the ones that you know of.
Luxembourg.
Scotland.
San Marino.
San Marino. Seriously?
It's not San Marino.
Ireland.
Sicily.
What about Dan Marino?
Monaco.
The Netherlands.
It's the Netherlands.
The Netherlands. Thank
you. It's Monaco's gross national product.
You were
going to
say that one. I knew you were.
Well, I was going to and did.
You named all the rest of them?
I mean, it might have been number 25, but...
Full of life on those.
Fresh and full of life. What product was promoted by a cartoon character named Milton the Toaster
Pop-tarts.
Yes. Kellogg's Pop-Tarts.
Mm-hmm.
I just...
The modern Pop-Tarts commercials, because of course they're on all the time, mm-hmm. kids watching TV, they're really disturbing. They're about Pop-Tarts being like people.
Inundated.
And then they sort of just like walk into a store and the person who they run into looks at them and starts smacking their lips. And the next scene there's a pile of crumbs on the floor. Like this is really disturbing.
It is
it's
scary.
It's really disturbing.
Yeah, it's very disturbing.
I wonder if other countries anthropomorphize their food
yes.
as much as we do.
Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Japan definitely does.
M&M's have been in those roles for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
They don't usually show the crumbs.
Right.
Sometimes they may have. Do they have some evidence in some of them?
What about
No, there's a couple of them where they lose a hard shell, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Mr. and Mrs.
They sure are cute, though.
Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head eating Lay's potato chips.
Oh, yeah, that's a new one. Yeah.
Isn't that creepy?
That's
cannibalistic.
It really is.
Oh, my gosh. It's the time of year to be having this question. We pretty much have it about once a year, but it's a good question. You remember how Swanson got into the frozen TV dinner business?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You could figure that out if you knew what the first thing they packaged was.
Turkey.
But why?
Leftovers.
Leftovers that they had in the warehouse. That's right. They couldn't sell them for Thanksgiving. So they packaged them up, and we got frozen TV dinners.
Brilliant.
Before making automobiles, and boy, oh boy, speaking of Japan, what was Toyota's first product? I keep thinking about Nintendo having been a playing card company.
Why don't Yamaha and Suzuki both make pianos?
Appliance?
No, but
it's a musical instrument.
No, it wasn't music.
Was it a vacuum cleaner?
No, it's something that's not really used today, except for if you're an artisan.
Vacuum cleaner?
A landline?
Artisan.
An artisan uses this, yes.
Artisan.
Glass
people who like textiles.
Oh, a loom.
It's a loom. They actually made looms first.
I know. I apologize, Olivia.
Yeah, Olivia will never
forgive. Olivia's a weaver.
Yes.
Yeah, she is a weaver because all those people at Cranbrook are weavers.
No.
They're crazy about weaving.
No.
No, they're just crazy.
No, it's an incredible loom room.
Yeah. Wow. Yes. Yes, it is.
Parents went to Cranbrook.
I've shown you.
That's a private school.
The CCS one, right? Haven't I?
8 Mile.
Exactly.
Yeah, you showed her, but it's...
What country's legislative body is nicknamed the Stortling?
The what?
The Stortling.
Stortling?
Germany?
Is it Scandinavian?
I'm guessing it's Scandinavian. It is Scandinavian. Yeah.
Sweden, Norway? Finland, Norway.
Norway.
Near. Norway.
Norway. Stort. I've just been elected to the Stortling. Congratulations. I hope they have shots for it. Where would one find the fictional character, Rich Uncle Moneybags?
Donald Duck.
Oh, no, 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 not Donald Duck. No. Scrooge McDuck.
Hold on.
Actually, I think that this is incorrect.
It is a comic book, isn't it?
No. Rich Uncle Pennybags is his name.
Monopoly.
He's the Monopoly.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
Kind of interesting take there. Where are Andalusia, Cantabria, and Galicia?
Within regards, geographically?
They're in a country.
Oh.
Argentina?
Nope.
Galicia.
Galicia is a Greek.
Andalusia?
Yeah, I think it's Mediterranean.
Cantabria?
Yeah, that's kind of like
Greece?
Galicia.
Greece?
Nope.
Is that Italy?
Nope, it's not Italy, but it's definitely a Romance language.
Spain,
yeah.
Oh. We're close. Spain, Mediterranean.
Yeah, all those Romance languages, they're all the same.
Spoken like an English professor. What four colors traditionally correspond with the first through fourth place ribbons?
Dan? Come on.
Blue is first. Second. White is third.
White is third.
Yellow.
And black is fourth?
Nope. Yellow. Heather got it right. Yellow. Yeah, it's yellow.
Really?
Yeah, very well done.
Or you get to pick from the gift table, right?
Those are great.
The gift table can
Michelle.
Be very good.
Very, very cool.
Wheel of
And you know, we have to go backwards. We never finished those questions from Julie Elder, where we were getting the names of two TV parents, and we had to name their children.
Oh,
sorry.
So we should finish those up real quick. So thanks again. And Julie Elder of Poughkeepsie, New York. We'll finish these off now. Steve and Elise Keaton.
Oh, family ties.
Michael.
Oh, wait, we're supposed to name the parents.
Name their children.
Michael.
What was the question again?
Valerie.
Mallory. And then there was the little
Alex
one.
Alex P. Keaton.
Alex.
Ben. Oh, Alex.
The little boy.
Yeah, what's the little boy?
I'm giving it to you for remembering. Andrew was his name.
Oh, wow. And you're thinking of Growing Pains.
Yeah. Teeny others as.
I'm on that wavelength.
No, and wasn't the kid.
We didn't finish.
Don't quote me on. Andrew ended up playing.
You're thinking of the young girl.
The kid in Star Trek.
Teeny Others. What was her name on the show?
Tina.
Alex
Jennifer.
Mallory. Andrew
Jennifer.
And Jennifer. Jennifer. Yep, you got it.
Yeah, the little kid ended up playing Worf's son on Star Trek.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's okay. Awesome.
Of course you're going to know the Star Trek.
Of course.
So did they have to do special facial stuff when he was on Family Ties? Yeah.
No.
I
don't know.
Caroline and Charles Ingalls had four biological children and adopted three others.
Oh, my goodness.
Laura, Mary, Grace...
And Adam
and rhymes with Mary.
Carrie.
Those were the biological children.
Oh. And they had the one
they
boy.
They had the boy with the black hair.
I have two boys' names here.
Adam, John.
Haas and Little Joe. Oh.
One is the same first name as Einstein.
Albert.
Albert. That's the kid.
Famous Greek prophetess. Everything she said came true, but no one would believe her.
Miss Cleo?
Nope.
Cassandra. Mrs. Nostradamus?
Cassandra. And James. James was the last.
Wow.
John and Maureen Robinson.
Danger. Judy, Penny, Will.
Judy, Penny, and Will from Lost in
Danger,
Space.
Danger. And the robots.
The show.
Danger,
love
Will
show.
Robinson. Danger. Let's see. That's Herman and Lily Munster.
Eddie.
Eddie, that was their only kid.
Oh, all right. Good.
Marilyn, it says on the show, was
a
cousin.
She was the cousin, remember?
Yeah.
Cousin it.
James and Florida Evans.
Lionel.
Mm-mm.
Evans. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that was JJ.
Mm-hmm.
Dynamite.
Thelma and Michael.
Tell JJ, Thelma, and Michael. I love it when you give them to me in the order that they're on the sheet. Wow.
Impressive,
which I believe they're in birth order.
By age, yeah. Well, it's JJ's James Jr.
Mm-hmm. Darren and Samantha Stevens.
Tabitha,
yeah. Which is a great
Adam,
name.
And Adam.
Yep, it just says Tabitha here, but I'm giving it to you.
Adam must have been after they jumped the shark.
Yeah,
they did get
the husband number two.
Darren.
Darren
yeah,
number two.
The second Darren.
Second Darren.
So that was part of the contract.
Would those be considered different fathers?
Well, you're supposed to think that it was the same person.
Well, there's no
Dick
DNA test.
Sergeant York.
Arthur and Carmen Carlson.
Oh, that's from WKRP.
Yeah. And they had one little Arthur. Kid. No, and they also had a daughter,
they had
too.
They had a
son and a daughter. Oh, here. I didn't
know that. Little Arthur. No, no, because there was one
Arthur
episode.
Arthur
Jr. Yeah, Arthur Jr., yep.
Played by Sparky Marcus. Was the kid? Oh, was a kid?
Lord.
And they also had a
Sophie. There was a, Sophia Cleo.
Jeez, do you have photographic memory?
I don't remember a daughter.
I don't remember a daughter.
There was a daughter.
And I was a big watcher.
Grace. No, there was one episode where Mrs. Carlson, because of her age, was going to have a baby.
Late in life
baby. And I can't remember the name of the daughter.
It's tough. It says Melanie was the name of the baby. Okay. Melanie Carlson.
No, don't remember that.
So we knocked those off. Very well done, guys. Very, very well done.
Yeah, who was
great Mrs. Carlson? Julie.
Like something yes. Edie Goldberg?
I don't even
Pete's
know.
For sake.
Edie Goldberg.
She was in many episodes.
No, she was. No, she played Herb Darling's wife.
Yeah. That was a great show, by the way.
It was. Dearest esteemed educators.
Who are they talking to?
I don't know.
Not us.
I really don't know who they're talking
those
to.
Those people already left the room.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Short while back, I heard in your program at least one of your panel members was not exactly enamored with clowns.
That's all of us, isn't it?
Yeah. It's been a year since I sent in questions, so I had to jump into action to help this person overcome their clown issue.
Oh, man.
We
have
here
issues.
Are 20 questions about clowns.
Oh no.
Real
oh,
people, fictional, beloved, and evil, spanning many years and genres. Passing grade is 80%. Whew. After these questions, you might even feel honored and proud when someone yells at you, "You clown!" Well, except for the last question, which is extra credit. I would not feel proud of that one. I'm very sorry to hear about Professor Edwin DeWint's passing. Professor Mayo and today's panelists are doing a wonderful job of carrying on the ATP tradition. Now we just need to bring back the autographed photograph and the photographed autograph, which we are working on.
We're working on it.
Tony Weiner of Livonia, Michigan. Thank you very, very much, Tony, for sending your kind words and questions.
And your son's doing well.
Yep.
Yes.
These are subcategorized, so at least we have a fighting chance. These are people, real people, who were clowns.
Oh, no.
Is that in the literal sense or the kind of...
I think it's going to be a little from column A, a little from column B.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Born in 1898, died 1979. He was an American circus performer who started his career as a trapeze.
Will Rogers?
Nope.
No. Who's that?
He created Weary Willie, the sad-faced clown based on the hobos of the Depression era. His most famous routine was sweeping up the spotlights after other performers left the ring.
I've seen him on TV.
He used to perform as the mascot for the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1956, and he was the inaugural inductee to the International Clown Hall of Fame in 1989.
So the very most famous clown of all, we don't know.
He really is the most famous clown of all time. He shares a first name with one of my sons.
Emmett Kelly.
Emmett Kelly was his name. Oh, yeah. Very well done.
I was thinking Red Kelly, but no, that's a Red Wing defenseman.
That's right.
Oops.
It's not Jimmy Howard. No. Born 1913, died 1997. He started his career in burlesque and vaudeville, moving to radio, movies, and TV. His personal passion was creating paintings of his clown characters. We're also famous for pantomime. Comedy sketches like the Donut Dunkers. Dozens of radio and TV characters. One of his most memorable was a hobo named Freddy the Freeloader.
Yeah, Red Skelton.
Richard Bernard Red Skelton. Yep, very well done. Born 1934, we're moving upward here. He began working for NBC as a page in 1950, which he parlayed into a radio and TV career. He played Bozo the Clown in the 60s and was the original Ronald McDonald.
Weatherman. What's his name? The Weatherman.
The Weatherman? Wilford
Brimley.
Probably
the most famous as a weatherman.
He was on NBC.
Wishing sanitarians happy birthday on the Today Show.
Willard something.
Willard Scott.
I didn't know he was the original.
The same guy played both Bozo and Ronald McDonald?
Now, he wasn't the original Bozo because the way I hear it, every major metro area had their own Bozo.
Oh, but he
got the gig in 63 as Ronald McDonald until the restaurant chain called for a replacement because they thought that Willard's weight portrayed the wrong image.
He was eating too many
burgers.
Probably
because he was eating too many McDonald's burgers.
He supersized everything.
Too many fries.
Born 1778, died 1837. He was an English comedian and dancer who greatly expanded the role of the Harlequin on the London stage, originating the catchphrase of, "Here we go again." His whiteface makeup design had become the standard for whiteface to this very day, and whiteface clowns actually call themselves Joeys as a testament to this legacy.
I'm going to go with Joey.
Correct. Or as I like to say to my students, partial credit.
Joseph.
very classically Italian sounding last
Marcel
name.
Marcel Marceau?
Yes, that's what I was going
to say. No.
That's Maggio?
No. nor is it Mayo.
Going to try.
Is it Mayo?
Benvenuto?
It is not.
Darn.
It is not. So Joseph Grimaldi was the famous clown. Grimaldi the clown.
Of course, Grimaldi.
Yes.
Of course. Partial credit.
Born 1954, she dreamed of becoming a ballerina in Russia, but because of illness, instead became part of an acrobatic clown duet. Her character is Antoshka, a whimsical marionette-like tomboy. She starred in her own show called Antoshka's Clown Theater that tours even to this day. She's called Queen of Clowns, in primarily in Europe.
Wow.
I was thinking like Shields and Yarnell, but I can't.
Nope.
So we have to give the real name, her real
yes,
name?
Yes, and I'm not sure. I mean, Anastasia. It's definitely a very Russian-sounding
Olga.
Name.
Martina.
Ludmila.
Ekaterina.
Ekaterina is her first name.
No way.
Yes, it is. Ekaterina.
I'm taking credit for that.
Mozeva. So we're going to give it to you.
Jason, head home now. Leave on a high. Good Lord.
Okay,
wow.
I only got partial credit for Joey, but he gets full credit.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No, it's only partial credit, but the two partials together make a whole.
Yes.
That's right.
Born 1933, she started her career with bit parts on TV shows, variety, and stage. She was the first celebrity to appear on Sesame Street in its very first episode, 1969.
Carol Burnett?
It's Carol Burnett.
Right. Carol, Lucy Ball.
Along with many sketch characters on her 11-long-year TV show, her signature character was the Charwoman, an English house cleaner character she originally created while a player on the Gary Moore show, Carol Burnett. Yes, another famous clown. Born 1903. Died 1992. He performed for Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus for more than 60 years. His father apprenticed him to be an acrobat and tumbler and discouraged him from becoming a clown. I think we know where this story ends. He's considered the originator of the red ball clown nose. He was the first living person to appear on a U.S. postage stamp. Now, there's a good piece of trivia. He's also considered the inventor of the clown car. Someone had to. Any ideas?
Not Oopsie.
Do we recognize the name?
C.W. Fields?
No, I'm not sure if you would recognize the name.
Oscar.
Same last name as a first name of a male professor in the Department of Biology.
Same what?
Last name is a first.
This person's last
wow.
name is the Stokes? Same as the first
Stokes,
name.
Yeah, Baker?
No. Greg? Oh, that's a really good guess, though.
Are we
Jacob?
It's Greg? Jacob. Lou Jacob was his name. Very, very famous clown. Yeah, so that's, we didn't get that one right. Sorry.
Oh. Oops.
Born 1954, died 2016. He was an Anglican priest who set up the organization Holy Fools, a clown ministry to preach with humor. His character, Holy Roly, is noted for custard pieing.
That's good one. I like that
His
name.
Character, Holy Roly, is noted for custard pieing at least 10 bishops. He would start his shows entering on a unicycle with the phrase, "Let us play." I love it. I've heard of this performer before. I want to say that
sounds awesome.
The young pythons would have been inspired by this person at some point.
Yeah, I was thinking of Monty Python.
Wow. Holy Roly.
Man, that would have enticed me to go to church more
often. Roly is the person's nickname.
It's not Mr. Rogers.
How about the villain, the main villain from the last modern Batman movie?
Bane.
His name is Roly Bane or David Bane. Okay. That's what it says here. We're giving it to you.
Reverend.
You giving that to us?
I had to look a video of that up.
Fantastic questions, but you know what? Wow. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Professor Chow.
See ya.
Professor Maggio.
See ya.
Professor Evans.
Bye-bye.
Professor Hokett.
See ya.
Professor Hill Vasquez.
As always, an honor. Thank
Professor
you.
Professor Roach.
Toodaloo.
And now these words from
you. Email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu. Tweet to us on Twitter @AskTheProfessor or using the hashtag AskTheProfessorUDM. Or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Javon Holland, technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.